Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Pray for Others by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. James 5:16. I didn't want to go. After being invited to a homeschool mom's outing, I spent the entire morning coming up with reasons I shouldn't attend. It was at my children's nap time, or I had too many errands to run, or I won't know anyone there, or my children might misbehave. My excuses were numerous, but no matter how hard I tried to get myself out of the event, I could hear the Lord gently tugging at my heart to attend. So out of obedience for the Lord, I went, convinced that there must be a greater purpose behind it all. Sure enough, after sitting in the playgroup, counting down the moments to leave, the Lord drew my attention to a fellow mom who was having a tough day. Go pray for her. Although at this point, I'd been a licensed minister for years and I'd been in ministry for over a decade, I was filled with hesitation to approach a stranger and ask if I could pray for her. But somehow, I mustered the courage to ask if I could pray for her. And that church parking lot, I prayed for her peace. I prayed for strategy for caring for her little ones, and I prayed that she would encounter God in a new way. Little did I know that this simple prayer would change her life. Years later, this same mother from the parking lot plays keyboard for our church plant, and she's brought her entire family to church. Her children have a fond love for the Lord and have all been baptized. Whenever sharing how she got to the church, she always shares the story of the lady who prayed for her in the parking lot. My mind always pauses and thinks, it all started with just a prayer. My friends, we've been called to pray. The heartbeat of every Christian should be to seek our Father any chance we have. Yet we miss a great opportunity when we hoard our prayer life to ourselves, never considering others who may be in need. Yes, there are those around us waiting for someone to simply say, "Can I pray for you?" I love the words found in Job 42:10. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. The story of Job is a powerful example of the importance of prayer. Job lost everything, his children, his wife, his livestock, and more. Yet in this moment, Job removes his attention from his own cares and frustrations, and instead, he prays for his friends. And we see that God responds to this act of selflessness with complete restoration. There's power in prayer. Our friends need others who can pray and intercede for them. And when we do, we'll find peace in taking our eyes off our own needs to care for another person. So may we be intentional about finding an opportunity to pray, whether it's through a text message or in an old church parking lot. May we be bold enough to pray. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for opportunities to pray for others. I ask that you bring people to my attention who are hurting and are in need. Give me the courage to pray boldly and the words that will resonate in their heart. I pray against fear and insecurity that would cause me to stay silent. Help me to move and speak by your Spirit. I thank you that there's power in prayer, and I'm believing in you for blessings on behalf of those I pray for. Show up in a mighty way, as you always do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.